Today is the 20th of November. The title of today's Storage Peer Insight Research Meeting is EMC's Vision Think. And it was presented mainly by David Vellante with help from Nick Allen, David Floyer, and Robin Harris. And thank you all for your participation. And here's the summary. During the week of 12 November, EMC invited the analyst community into their cloister to discuss EMC's perspectives on direction and goals and tactics for trying to bring significant new innovation to the way users deploy and manage information infrastructure. EMC suggests that this is a $60 billion opportunity for the customer that will have significant benefits for customers. These benefits, C's perspective, largely take four forms. Improved technologies for storing data, which includes better price points and higher availability. New ways of leveraging information and the resources necessary to sustain information, which includes better resource management and virtualization technologies. New approaches to optimizing investments in information infrastructure, which includes advances in intelligent information management and enterprise content management. And finally, new types of services and capabilities for better protecting information at the archive and security level. Overall, EMC's story came across as are quite credible and suggests that the company has taken to heart previously raised concerns regarding its overall vision regarding direction in the storage industry. While much work remains for defining exactly what information infrastructure is, what it means, how users are going to adopt it, nonetheless, a few intermediate term issues were raised by the discussions, OpenPrint. These are the areas that users should start to expect tension in current organizational management and technology management activities. Close for him. The three most obvious ones are first, consumerization, second, energy efficiency, and third, virtualization. Two of them, energy efficiency and virtualization, are relatively well understood, but it's interesting that EMC pushed consumerization as hard as it did. Specifically, EMC observes that, in their opinion, roughly 55 to 60% of data is created by individuals and stored locally. EMC, through its acquisition of Mozy and other near-term investments, plans to bring services to individuals and enterprises for sustaining this clear reality in how information is created and ultimately managed, open parent, individually generated, centrally managed, close parent. Whether or not EMC truly delivers on a storage as a service promise in the context of a broader software as a service mentality remains to be seen. But it's interesting that the buzz around software as a service, which keeps ebbing and flowing every few years, has found its way into the storage domain with EMC as at least immediately, a major proponent. On the energy efficiency side, EMC did state that they expect that they will provide spin down on all arrays eventually. They, however, did not provide either any time frames for when they might provide this capability or, very importantly, type of algorithms they would employ to ensure that application performance hits are moderated. We note that it can take as much as 20 seconds to spin up a disk, which implies that ultimately any services for facilitating spin down will have to be made aware to applications in some way so that that overall process can be managed. Finally, on the virtualization front, EMC is aggressively promoting the idea that key benefits for virtualization include virtualization through VMware at an overall resource level and then file virtualization, promoting the idea that SAN virtualization is better handled in the network. They introduced a term that we had not heard before, virtual provisioning, which is their spin on what thin provisioning ultimately will look like, and expect that virtual provisioning will be made available from EMC products in the first quarter of 2008. While each of these initiatives will involve, in some cases, a significant degree of change in how storage management and administration is envisioned by storage managers, we do observe that the next few years, we expect a greater rather than lesser dynamism in the storage marketplace as large numbers of new sources of invention innovation in storage, boil to the fore, making the real test of storage innovation be founded in how those companies, including EMC, ultimately sustain complex adoption by their customer bases. With that being an emphasis, we recommend four near-term types of actions that customers should take to facilitate fourth quarter and into first quarter negotiations with EMC and others. First, note that thin provisioning has, or virtual provisioning, as EMC might call it, will have significant bearing on capacity requirements in the first quarter, and try to bring forward that planning into 4Q purchasing by noting that perhaps 4Q pricing for storage should accommodate 1Q provisioning realities. Secondly, sustain any efforts to treat negotiations as a project to ensure that overall your negotiating activities fully account for the wide array of storage issues, including application, capacity, performance, quality, etc., so that the right arrangement of capacity can be acquired. Thirdly, continue to explore other sources for innovation. While we are encouraged by EMC's overall picture, that this picture is one that will be filled in over the next few years, and often in response to invention generated by startups and other sources that EMC will naturally be responding to. And then finally, very importantly, strongly explore new approaches to better leveraging overall EMC software costs through tactics like inbox tiering where appropriate. Action item, EMC is demonstrating an important commitment to storage invention by spending $1.5 billion a year on storage-related R&D and roughly $2 billion a year on storage-related acquisitions. Customers can also be encouraged that EMC's leadership at a sales level and service level will provide increasing facility for streamlining the adoption of those inventions generated by EMC investments. However, we remain convinced that storage will be a multi-source game for the next few years, and that consequently all sources should be explored, none left out, and customers should recognize that for the foreseeable future, the transformation of storage investments to business capabilities, with a responsibility for transforming storage investments into business capabilities, remains squarely vested on users themselves. Okay, thanks very much. We're going to do another Peer Insight in a couple of weeks. Happy Thanksgiving.